fifth graders at Garfield Elementary School in Davenport, Iowa, were warming up on the curtain call for Water Rocks the Musical as they prepared for their performance in front of an audience of 75 people, many of whom were parents, grandparents, and younger siblings. They could hardly contain their excitement as their teacher, Linda Dowd, tried to focus their attention on singing. I was there because this would be the first school performance of the musical we created a few years ago as a fun and engaging way for young people to learn about water, the water cycle, water bodies, and watersheds. We had about 10 minutes before they needed to go upstairs and take their places on stage, so I decided to ask them a few questions to see what they had learned about water science from their participation in this play.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay, all right.
I want to know, I want to know from any, raise your hand, so don't everybody shout it out. I want to know one cool thing you learned about water. Something about the science of water.
Yeah. Sedimentation.
Well, that's not really, that. You learned about sedimentation, that's cool. How about you?
It's made out of hydrogen and oxygen.
It okay, is, how about you?
I know that's called H2O2.
Okay, you got something different for me?
I learned the word hyperreic.
And that's an amazing word to learn, isn't it? How about you?
I learned that it always flows downhill.
Water always flows downhill?
I learned that the Mississippi is the fourth largest watershed on the earth.
You did learn that. That's a cool thing. One more.
I learned that if you take water vapor and you mix it with cool air pie, then rain falls from the sky.
A line from the top.
Excellent. Line. You want to add one more?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I learned that was made up of atoms, and they make a molecule.
They answered confidently, often with lyrics from the show. They had learned the science while they learned the songs. Their 11-year-old brains will remember those lyrics and music well into adulthood, and they will likely make connections to the lyrics as they continue their science educations. This is Curious Planet. I am Jacqueline Comito. Mrs. Dowd has a poster on the wall of her Garfield classroom that says, "Music can change the world because it can change people." Mrs. Dowd knew firsthand the power of music to change and inspire young people. She had seen it happen over her 40 years of teaching music. She was eager to tackle Water Rocks the Musical with her after-school group. We were eager to see the performance. From the first song until the last, the audience was loving it. It was like the scene in The Music Man where the band is playing and all the parents are proudly celebrating their kids. Until I spoke with Mrs. Dowd and Garfield Principal Beth Evans, I had no idea what being in this musical meant to these fifth graders.
That's what I consider, to be honest with you. This is like their dress rehearsal, because we usually do it the other way around. But to me, it's more important to reach the students,
yes,
and to do our best, and to be more engaging with the students and the parents, because the parents are like, it's all good. My kid's up there. They're having a good time. This is wonderful. We're not going to have a sixth grade watch it, because they're naughty.
The parents were hilarious, too.
Yeah, that was the tall gentleman's parents.
Yeah. They were so proud. Like, I couldn't have beamed bigger watching this. And
that's part of it, is they know what he's overcome to get up on that stage and be confident talking and singing. Because that was not, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, that was not something that he would have felt comfortable doing.
You've been teaching music for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What is the power of music with kids?
What is the power of music?
Yeah, like what do you see?
It changes your brain. It gets into your brain so much more than speech. It's something that I almost wonder if people sang before they talk, because as a species, because we just grab onto things that are musical more so than speech. And if I talk to kids, they ignore me. If I sing to them, they listen. It's a human thing. So
it also makes me think about when you're singing, you're feeling emotion, you're relaying emotion, which means you're learning also, because you're tapping into other senses too. And so like when you make an emotional connection to something where you feel that emotion, and then you're in another situation later, like maybe they're going to be taking a final, or they might have an Iowa State testing question on the water cycle, and all of a sudden like it comes back to them because they felt it. Like, so I think that music does that for us. Like, you think about when you're sad and you're listening to music, that same song in another situation still pulls that emotion and those memories.
So you think about it. So if we're using music, because it's kind of heavy hitting at the end, the song Our Planet Sings, and right before that, when the one character is being like, you know, look at all this, things are going away, and it's a young person saying it. I think it's actually more powerful when those words are coming out of a young person. I wasn't entirely certain they totally understood what they were saying. But I think, like you say, that they're going to come back to that moment.
I think they will by the next performance. I think they're going to understand it more. I think part of this is it being new, and then the nerves that go into it as well with the next performance. There'll be additional nerves because they're going to perform in front of students.
Their peers, yeah.
And, you know, that's always, you're worried that they're going to critique or judge anything about it.
Well, the little ones won't.
No.
They'll just think it's great.
They're just in awe of it.
Yeah. But to me, theater has the power, and music has the power to change it. You said they change their brains. It does. And in our case, we wanted to change their hearts. And I feel like some of that came through when they, at the end, when they were talking about, when she did the speech about our heart. Like, the music is in us. No, not the before. It was at the end where she said, the music is in us. You know, our hearts, you know, music is the language of hope. Yeah, and that gives her power. Yeah, I think she got that when she said it that time. So that was cool.
Neuroscientist and musician Daniel Levitin, in his 2024 book, I Heard There Was a Secret Chord, Music as Medicine, says this. The most successful mnemonic devices are ones that contain a structure predictable enough that we can learn it. Music, even more so than language, is a highly structured medium, meaning that the structure itself can help to scaffold one's memories. Using music to teach science had its roots in my childhood. From an early age, music spoke to my heart in a way that not much else did, except maybe being outside. The power of music as a mnemonic device was true in my own life. I can still remember the lyrics and melodies from several schoolhouse rock songs that first aired in 1973 when I was 9 years old. Originally broadcast during Saturday morning cartoons, Schoolhouse Rock spots were 3-minute animated music videos that covered a wide range of topics such as math, grammar, and civics. I learned how a bill becomes a law from Schoolhouse Rock. Maybe you did too. If you're of a certain age, you know the answer to the question, conjunction, junction, what's your function? And I bet you don't so much say that question as sing it, right? The show was created by advertising executive David McCall when he observed that his son had no problem memorizing the lyrics of popular music, but struggled with multiplication tables. If music can teach you math, we figured, it would also be powerful in teaching water science, as well as inspiring the emotional connections that Mrs. Dowd and Principal Evans discussed. We'd been using music to teach science as a part of the Water Rocks program since 2012. We performed assemblies with call and response songs in schools across the state to great success.
Come on. One more time, I live in the watershed. Yeah. Yes, you do.
However, we wanted something that schools could do without us, something that could stand on its own. The idea of Water Rocks the Musical was born in 2021 and was realized by the summer of 2022 when we premiered it in Ames with a professional cast of college-age actors. However, It wasn't until this Garfield production that the vision was truly realized.
Take the water paper, mix it with cool air up high. With some saturation, rain falls from the sky. Gazing at the sky, I'm thinking out loud. My, oh my, those are mighty fine clouds. I got my head up in
clouds. Music as a means of teaching young children is well documented. More recent research shows that it can help older students and even adults to learn scientific concepts or a foreign language. There is also an avalanche of neurological research on the power of music to help with disorders of the brain in many cases. Levitin covers much of that research in his book. Beyond the aid to memory, Levitin might argue that music in the classroom, whether it is a science, math, or music class, helps focus students' attention. He writes, "Focus doesn't happen easily. The human brain can only pay attention to a limited amount of information at a time, typically around four or five things. Attention is a limited capacity resource. Directing your attention to this means that you must stop paying attention to that." I think back to my high school algebra teacher, Mrs. Whelan, who used to start every class singing at us and making us sing back at her. She did musical theater outside of school, and music was her jam. I doubt Mrs. Whelan had read any of the science on her approach to enhancing our learning, but she knew that it worked. It did. Her musical shenanigans at the beginning of class, or in the middle if she saw us fading, got our focus and attention in fun ways. We liked learning in her class, once we got over being embarrassed by her antics. Levitin also documents music's capacities to engage us emotionally, socially, physically, personally, and persuasively. Mrs. Dowd does not need a neuroscientist to tell her this. She knows the power of music, and we all got to see it in Garfield's production of Water Rocks the Musical. They were having fun, learning engaging songs filled with good science, and connecting more emotionally with the world of water as they became water in the show. We got their attention. I have no idea what they will do as they grow into adults, but I am hopeful. As Jane Goodall writes in Reason for Hope, young people, when informed and empowered, when they realize that what they do truly makes a difference, can indeed change the world. We should never underestimate the power of determined young people.
It's all.